Welcome to the JJ Nickding Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. JJ Nickding Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with English River Outfitters Female Veterans Coordinator Bobby Whitlow about the MST Awareness Ride. Well, Bobby, thanks for joining me, and the MST Awareness Ride coming up this weekend. Is this something that you guys do each year?
No, this is actually the first year for the MST Awareness Ride. I volunteer as the Female Veteran Coordinator for Healing at English River Outfitters, which is a veteran resort in Washington, Iowa. And this ride will benefit the women's program and help women who are veterans who have been involved in a military sexual trauma experience. And at HERO, which is the acronym for Healing at English River Outfitters, we do activities, we do retreat, and we just try to bring male and female veterans together, whether they've had combat trauma or military sexual trauma, and we just try to help them build camaraderie with other veterans who understand what they're going through and just to help bring purpose to their lives. So when we do this awareness, it's bringing the topic of military sexual trauma, which has been kind of a hot topic in the last couple of years. We're bringing that to the forefront with the community by doing this ride, and also by registering and paying the entry fee for the ride. That money will go to benefit HERO and in particular the women's program.
Now, what are some of the specific details for the event itself? When's everything starting, and what can people expect during the event?
Okay, so the first place that we're starting from is the VFW in Riverside, Iowa. Kickstands will be up at 11 o'clock, but you can come by 10 to start registering if you'd like. It is $20 a bike, and there's also opportunities to do silent auctions and drawings and things like that. So once we leave at 11 from the VFW in Riverside, we'll go on to Oxford Legion in Oxford, Iowa. And then from there, we're going to make a lunch stop at the Parnell Tavern in Parnell, Iowa. And we'll be there until about 2 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to head to the AMVETS facility and do a stop there. That's in Kelowna, Iowa. And we're going to end in Washington, Iowa at Unk and Neck. And each stop has drinks that you can purchase, except Parnell also has the food. And once we get to Unk and Neck, they're going to be open the rest of the day so people can hang out, talk, get to know other people. It's not too far from our lodge, so I'm sure there's going to be some people that want to come and check out the resort area. So that's just kind of the gist of it.
Where and when will the silent auction and raffle take place?
Well, we're going to have that set up by about 10 o'clock, about an hour before we have kickstands up, so people have a chance to look at the silent auction items and that sort of thing. We'll also have T-shirts and things for sale that are sponsored by HERO. And so from like 10 o'clock until kickstands are up at 11, people have an opportunity to sign up for silent auctions and purchase tickets or purchase T-shirts or whatever they want to do. And then we're going to have it set up again when we stop for lunch at Parnell. And then finally, when we reach Unk and Neff's at our last stop in Washington, we're going to have it set up for just a brief time, and then we're going to start announcing the winners at that point.
And what kind of prizes do you guys have for the auction raffle?
Well, I know one basket that we have was sponsored by Riverside Casino, and it's got an overnight stay, it's got free dinner, it's got privileges with some services that they will get for free, and then there's, you know, just little trinkets and things like that that were provided by Riverside. So that's probably one of our bigger baskets valued at a little over $500. We have other smaller ones. We have like a gardening basket. We have a motorcycle basket. There's about 8 different baskets that we have.
And is this something that you guys are hoping to make a reoccurring event?
Yeah, I would like to see that be a once-a-year thing. We were supposed to do it a couple of months ago, but the weather was really iffy, and we decided to postpone it. We didn't want anybody to get caught in the rain that maybe wasn't as skilled of a rider and have any accidents or anything like that. So we wanted to put the safety of the people participating in first before we, you know, decided to go ahead and run with it in bad weather. And I know the weather is a little, we're not real sure what's going to happen Saturday, but this ride is going to be rain or shine. So hopefully we'll have a good weather and we won't have to ride in rain or anything like that.
That's been today's J.J. Nickting Company in Touch with Southeast Iowa program with English River Outfitters Female Veterans Coordinator Bobby Whitlow talking about the MST Awareness Ride. J.J. Nickting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCI News.